I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Thursday. This part of the program is brought to you by a long weekend. A nice long weekend. A lovely Entercom, brought to you by Entercom. Long weekend. I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. This is our Friday. They gave us an extra day off, and mwah, that's what I have to say to Entercom. Boom. And now it's time for the news. Hit it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. I was just on their website. Have a look around. You can't believe the selection of tiles and countertop slabs with every brand, every color, every shape. And man, you start seeing the stuff that they have there pictured and you get some great ideas. And right now, All Natural Stone is open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. Check them out. All right, here's what's happening. Right now where I live, I have sunny skies, and we're looking at improved weather as we head through the holiday weekend. So that's pretty good news.
Yeah, blue skies here. How's it look in downtown San Francisco?
Yeah, blue skies.
All right.
Blue skies on in Millbrae.
Blue skies.
Nothing but blue skies.
The sun did break out here yesterday, but it took a little bit. It wasn't
really?
The afternoon. Yeah, it was cloudy and pretty dark, almost looking like another big storm, and then cleared up and has been nice since. So
yeah, it was like 85 and sunny from 11 a.m. on. It was good. Good day.
All right, so there's the weather for you. It's looking pretty good as we head into the holiday weekend. I've got a few different types of stories here for you. This one I thought is kind of fun because we've all had major life decisions to make. Any grown-up eventually finds themselves in a pickle. What do I do? Do I go
What's
here?
What's the right move?
Is
What's
it this
choice?
Job? Is it that job? Is it this apartment or this? Do I buy a home? All these big decisions in life. And it can really wear you out. You find yourself just...
I don't even want to think about it anymore.
Right.
I give up. I'm going to just get in bed.
So we all have these moments, and it'd be nice. I think we all go to our parents for advice at times in order to hopefully get a little...
Absolutely.
...guidance, but...
Most people can. Some people have cruddy parents, but, you know.
According to a new study, though... This guy is an economist at the University of Chicago, Stephen Levitt. He's an author, and one of the things he says is that when people left major life-changing decisions up to a coin flip, they were happier in 6 months.
Really?
Whatever the... I think...
Oh, my God.
It gives them... I'll tell you what I think.
The universe has decided this for me.
Well, it just takes it off of them. They just go, all right, so heads is I'm taking the job and tails is I'm staying at my mom's house. Whatever the decision is, yep. All right.
Well, it's heads. I'm taking the job.
Right. Now, the other thing I think, this is my own personal, aside to the article is I also think, have you ever done a coin flip? And then you really realize that you did have a strong opinion about what you wanted
Stronger
to do.
Stronger than you thought, because when it was not going to be that, you're like, oh, yes.
You're right.
It can help you decide.
Two out of three.
Two out of three.
Right.
That's, yeah. Exactly.
Everybody knows that feeling. Suddenly you go, wait a minute, I just realized I am passionate about my decision. It's the other one.
Right.
Not
but
the
then
one that the
it's on you. Now it's really on you because you just ignored the coin flip that you went for. And if it works out badly, you know, have you ever noticed, though, that in life, even though you might immediately think, oh, it's a terrible decision. I should have done this. For the most part, there are no wrong decisions. Like, you make the decision and you go on with your life and your life unfolds the way it's going to. Like, I mean, and you can look back at little key things that seemed like nothing that were much bigger decisions in the long run or changed your life in a much more profound way than even something that seems enormous. So I think that people need to trust their gut, make a decision and stick with it and own it and see what comes of it. Like, we do way too much second guessing of ourselves.
Well,
that's just
said by a person who hasn't made a lot of bad decisions. I have.
I've made
and I would
tons
tell
of bad
that,
decisions.
But I don't know. I mean, you seem to be okay with putting that stuff into the fate of the world as, well, this is the way it was supposed to go. To me, I'm like, wow, I really needed to move south, huh? I loved San Mateo. What was I thinking?
Yeah.
Dang. So well, dumb.
But then look at how it worked out. Now you're broadcasting from home. You're and with your children every day. I mean,
yo, it did work out.
It's all
thanks,
worked
Sarah.
Out perfectly. You're welcome.
Anyway. there's a lot of different things that they used for this particular conversation. For the study, every participant came in with a big question like, should I quit my job? Should I propose? Should I get a tattoo? Then they flipped the coin and committed to doing what the coin decided. 6 months later, the people whose coin flip told them to make the big change were happier than those who whose coin flip told them not to do it. So the takeaways include big decisions. Often making the decision to do the thing you're scared of is the right move.
Right.
And fear, I can tell
it's
you
just
this.
Harder.
From experience, just being grown up, fear is the thing that cripples most of us.
It's true.
You know?
I know someone who just, I swear to God, we sat there for 15 minutes in a store deciding between two different colors on the same coat. I was like, are you kidding me? Is this what you do?
It's important.
No. No, it isn't.
You're stuck with that color on your wall for...
No, right. No, it's just a coat. It's a freaking coat. Like, you're going to get a new coat in 2 years. Like, just... Who cares? Close your eyes and walk away with one of them. Find out what it is at the register. Like, seriously, you can't. That's like such a little minor decision. Like, this person in life decisions. Holy crap. I'm like just shaking my head. Like I don't know what to tell you.
Well, good thing you're not married. You're not married to that person, are you?
I certainly am not.
Okay.
I am not.
Well, that's good. All right. This
should
next story.
I stay or should I go now?
Right. I don't know. Which one should I do? I'm going to debate this for the next 4 hours, and then finally I'm going to end up flipping a coin, and I'm going to stay, because that's what's going to happen.
Right.
You think you should leave, you should leave.
Now, this next story is filled with I don't know, pitfalls for me, because I've never been to China, and I don't know. I'm interested, because it's another culture, and I... Would love to learn about them, but I can't say I've ever been. I don't have detailed info on their government. I've read a lot. I've heard a lot.
The human rights record isn't great.
Right.
But I do see pictures of beautiful places, and I go, the Wall of China. I would love to walk on the Great Wall. Brittany,
so
you've been to China, haven't you?
I've been to Hong Kong.
Okay. All right. So that's
so you can
technically China now.
Help out if you find any places where you can.
Sure.
All right.
The headline of this next story is Wuhan bans eating wild animals as coronavirus drives a crackdown in China. So this is what we'd heard from the very beginning, was that these wet markets where meat or animals are sold for the purpose of eating or other things.
Right.
I'm not even sure. Now, in my head, for whatever reason, I thought this was a small-time operation, but it turns out breeding exotic animals in China is big business. This is not some little farmer who's breeding bats in a, you know, look, I got six of them for say, like, they're doing big time farming operations of wild animals, and the Chinese government has now banned it. So these farmers are being offered cash to quit breeding exotic animals and bringing them to these wet markets, which is fueling. They say here that something called a civet cat. Have you heard
of
that?
I have heard of a civet. It has the little tufts at the top of the ears, right? It's like smaller than a mountain lion, but I think it's bigger than a regular cat. And they have, if I'm not mistaken, they are the ones with the little tufty ears. So you're saying they're breeding these cats to sell?
The civet cat is the animal believed to have carried the SARS virus.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm picturing at all. That looks like a badger. Look at that thing.
Well, that's something that's regularly sold. There's a market for rat snake, king rat snake, cobras, among other things, bamboo rats. All of these things are sold in these wet markets. And the Chinese government is in the process, as they say here. And I don't know. I don't know if we can trust this, but it looks like they're cracking down on these wet markets. You know, though,
here's the problem that I see immediately is that as soon as a government says you can't do something, and I get it, they're a pretty harsh government. There becomes a black market for it. And so it's still going to happen. And it's, you know, people
price
wanna
goes
eat their,
up.
Yeah. People want to eat their civet cats. In fact, it's right. It's good for someone who's secretly breeding these things because they're going to get a lot more money for them.
They're talking here about the wildlife operations are huge. They have bear farming there.
Oh, my God. People bears. Eat bears?
I don't know. I've never been. I've never seen this with my own eyes. I can only tell you what I'm reading in the article. But the article's pretty detailed about the farming operations and how they're going to have, the government is going to have to go in and buy these people out in order to put a stop to it. So we'll see if that's how that goes. But I feel like it's the first time I've seen it addressed, this whole eating bat that caused
Well, the world
this
is
thing.
Yelling at China these days, you know? Mm-hmm.
Well, but while you hear that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's surprising that they're willing to buy him out to stop the business as opposed to just putting
crushing them.
Well, yeah, exactly, I guess maybe government. I know they don't seem like super into, you know, who cares what happens to you. So I guess maybe if a buyout will get them into some other business.
Well, they are saying here that they would like to persuade breeders to bring up other livestock or produce tea or herbal medicines as a alternate way of making money. But that's the first time I've heard this, so I'm happy to see it. They also,
it's a step in the right direction for sure.
Yes, for sure. And this is another part of the story is just this year, China reclassified dogs as pets and not livestock. So that's another animal that will no longer apparently be sold as food in these wet markets. So yeesh.
You know, a lot of times, though, some of these items are staples in diets and or delicacies that are, you know, looked forward to. And I just think, you know, they'll continue to be a market. But hopefully you start here and people grow out of this. We start to find other yummy things to eat. Plenty of yummy things to eat. Why does it have to be a dog?
New Zealand is riding. Right. No, I mean, I'm trying to be very careful. That article is filled with sketchy spots, and I don't want anyone to be like, New Zealand has been doing a very good job with this coronavirus problem, and their latest PR move is they say they're looking at a 4-day work week to help rebuild the country's economy. They say if people have more time to travel, they might be out and about and spending money throughout town and throughout the country. And
I've always loved the thought of a 4-day work week.
That sounds like a great idea.
Right.
And let's make it Monday be the day that we're not. Because Fridays are always so fun, you know? Make Monday the day that we... Because everyone hates Mondays, you know? Let's do this.
I like Mondays.
What is wrong with you?
For the record.
No, yeah, I don't have a problem. I mean, I think that you just sort of... You're going to just hate Tuesday then.
It's fine, but Sunday.
Okay,
Sunday, but Sunday sucks if you have to go back to Monday. Then it's always like, you know, Monday's like, it feels like extra. Friday, I already felt like I was off because I was just having such a good time the whole time. You know? Well, I want to continue to have the good time. And then Monday, the horrible day, I want that one off.
Our text number
I'll take it however you want to give it to me.
800-400-3697. Here's a few things you guys texted in. It's all about superstition in China, like the rhino horn.
Yeah,
I mean, I know that the market for the shark fins is big there, too, and it's really not about eating them. There's something, I think they grind it into a powder and drink it in a tea or something like that, but it's supposed to be.
Too? There's like a whole.
Yes, okay, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think you're right about the rhino thing. That's ground up. They kill the whole rhino to get the horn. Or maybe they don't. Does a horn grow back? It wouldn't, would it? Would it?
It's a good question.
No, it doesn't grow back.
So they got
510 says, my husband is from Hong Kong, and it's not like China at all. So you don't know, Bryn.
You don't know, Bryn.
I didn't say I knew anything. For the
I
records.
Said, yes, I've been to technically China.
I've been to Hong Kong, but I know nothing about their wet markets, Jon Snow.
Sarah, you should get the Snuggie. It's a blanket oversized hoodie. She's wearing one right now. She has already got it.
I actually have been thinking about that Snuggie thing because that just, like, this wraps all the way around me, and it actually does get kind of warm, so then I have to take it off. And
Oh.
You know, but the Snuggie, you just lay it over you, and it has armholes, which is, you know, what I'm looking for.
That looks like a Snuggie, what you're wearing
now. It's a full-on, like, it's just a...
It's just a coat.
It's just a little, basically, yeah, a coat, like kind of a fleece wrap.
I envisioned that going all the way down. Especially you're leaning back, it looks more like you're in bed.
Like she's about to knock out any minute.
Right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I don't get to keep going with my nap.
Nope.
I have got some movie theater news and an HGTV show that I'm kind of into, surprise, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.